Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of February, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Audiophiles, hi-fi heads, soon Tidal or even Qobuz, even Amazon HD. It won't be your only go-to services for HD music. That's because Spotify Hi-Fi is a-coming. Yes, it was announced yesterday that the subscription music service will launch their own lossless streaming tier. Now, for the die-hard audiophiles out there, this won't replace your Tidal or your Qobuz. That is if you're into very high-res streaming, say, 192 kilohertz, 24-bit, not gonna be happening here. Spotify's promising they will deliver CD quality music, meaning it'll be lossless, but only up to 44.1 kilohertz and probably 16-bit. As far as when it will be available, well, that still is yet to be decided, and it's only going to be in certain markets to start with. Pricing is also in that same realm, too. We don't know how much it's going to be, but more than likely, it should be around that $13 to $15 mark so that they can stay competitive. Text predictions finally coming to Microsoft Word. What the hell took that so long? Maybe Microsoft looked at Google Docs and said, yeah, we probably should be doing that. Now, you might remember Microsoft actually announced a beta of text predictions last year. And from what we could tell, it wasn't exactly going up to par. Apparently, things have gotten better, though. So much so, in case you didn't notice, Microsoft actually started rolling out identical text predictions in Outlook. And that happened just a few weeks ago. As far as when text predictions will be hitting Microsoft Word, the word is it's coming next month. Folks over at Huawei, I guess, took a look at Samsung and said, hey, you know what? Folding phones, we could do that. And of course, this was all done in an online event, calling it the Mate X2, which actually follows the original Mate X. Yeah, it's the new folding handset from Huawei, and if it looks a lot like the Galaxy Fold, well, it probably should. I'm sure that's where they got a lot of the design ideas. However, the device now opens from the inside rather than the outside. And apparently Huawei has said they have perfected the hinge, meaning the folds and the gap, yeah, they shouldn't come apart from one another. Now, the Mate X2 also has a heck of a lot bigger screen, 8 inches in fact. It's basically a phablet, with a resolution of 2480 by 2200. That's for the inner screen, of course, while the outer screen, it's 6.45 inches with a 2700 by 1160 resolution. However, though, both displays, yeah, they boost a 90 hertz refresh rate. So, if you're a foldable phone person, should I just go for the Samsung or go to the Huawei way? Well, it all depends on one thing. Do you love your Google Play Store? Yeah, it still isn't there on Huawei, even though there are some workarounds to get it on there. It also might come down to the price, too. How much is the Mate X2 going to set you back? Well, $2,800. Wow. Yep, if you work that out, that's about $800 more than the Galaxy Fold 2. And finally, you Mac lovers out there, listen up. There's some fast-spreading malware going around, and it could be coming to you next. It's called the Silver Sparrow. And in fact, the malware's been discovered in 30,000 Macs as we speak. That's all over the world, too. Though most of it seems to be concentrated in the US, UK, Canada, France, and Germany. Now, currently, researchers have not been able to spot any delivered payload to any of the machines that it's currently infected with. But apparently, the malware has been observed to check a server for new commands so it could execute it. And according to the researchers, the malware can execute its true payload without any warning. So, should you be worried about this? Well, according to researchers, yeah, you probably should. Apparently, it has a relatively high infection rate, and unfortunately, right now, it's unclear about how the malware is actually being distributed. Don't know about you, but I'm kind of getting sick of viruses nowadays. Though it could be worse. You'd be on Windows, but it could be better, too. Hey, Linux, how you doing? Have you got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so many other wonderful podcasts from the British Tech Network. Of course, you can give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter, at British Tech, and come join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.